Hello, you're listening to Cricket World Radio.
And this is the News Roundup podcast. Coming up, a rundown of the latest cricket news from all around the world.
A 178-run partnership between Kumar Sangakkara and Mahendra Jayawardene enabled Sri Lanka to close day one of the second test against Bangladesh in Chittagong on 314-5. That was after they'd been reduced to 49-2 early on. Sangakkara went on to remain unbeaten on 160, while Jayawardene fell to 72 to ensure Bangladesh were unable to capitalise on a good start to the match. Sahag Ghazi trapped Kaushal Silva in front for 11, Dimuth Karunavati made 31, where he fell to Amin Hussain, as Bangladesh dominated the session before lunch. However, the experience of Sangakkara and Jayawardene helped Sri Lanka get back on terms, and they batted for almost 51 overs together. Jayawardene fell to Marmadullah, while Shakib Al Hasan dismissed Junaid Chandimal for 27, Angelo Matthews for 5. However, Sri Lanka, who are 1-0 up in the series, will be the happier of the two sides. With Dilawan Pereira still to bat, they'll once again be aiming for a huge first innings score to put the game beyond the hosts. Ajantha Mendis and Nuwan Pradeep came in for the injured pair of Rangana Harath and Shaminder Ranga for the tourists, while Imrul Qais, Sahag Ghazi and Abdul Razak faced Marshal Ayub, Robbie Al-Islam and Mubarak Hussain for Bangladesh. John Mooney has left Ireland's tour of the West Indies and will return home due to a stress-related illness. Mooney has been able to manage his illness sufficiently to play international cricket for some time, but his condition deteriorated and the team has decided the best course of action was for him to return home to Ireland and resume treatment. He will join his family in Dublin later today and play no further part in the tour. Cricket Ireland Chief Executive Warren Dutram said, "John Mooney is an incredibly passionate cricketer who has performed with distinction for Ireland over more than a decade. Most recently in December with his Man of the Match performance against Afghanistan in the Intercontinental Cup final. However, cricketing matters come a poor second where health issues are concerned. The most important thing for John is to get the support and care he needs to aid his recovery. Cricket Ireland will endeavour to do all that it can to aid this process. John and his family have asked for privacy whilst he recovers, and I would urge everyone to respect their wish at this difficult time."